When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. And if you haven't been to the Art and Story forums yet, and you're listening to this and you haven't seen the big announcement, I encourage you to go there. Yes, indeed. I won't go into a whole lot of detail here because it's all laid out in a post that we posted. Well, at the time of this recording, it was posted yesterday, and it's all in capital letters, and it says Art and Story concludes August 24th, 2011. Yes, we are ending the show. We're concluding our run of the weekly series of Art and Story, and consequently, also the Art and Story Supreme Service. And it was not an easy decision to make. It was a very difficult post to write, but when you read the post, you'll see that we're all walking away from the project with good feelings, and we're all still friends, and we're very grateful to all of you guys for all of your support. I've always concluded every Thunder Punch Daily episode with a very sincere expression of our appreciation of your support for this project. But it's time to move on to some other things. And I'm not going to say just yet what some of those other things are, although you can watch the forum in the coming weeks for some updates on that. There's going to be some announcements made on what's going to happen next. It spells out how we're going to deal with, how we're going to wrap up the subscription service, you know, how compensation is going to occur, refunds that are going to happen to people who have subscribed. But also, you know, what we plan to do with all this content that we created over the past 4 years. We're ending right about on the four-year anniversary too, which is a nice round number to close off. But anyway, what I'm talking about today for Thunder Punch Daily is this will be the final episode of the show that runs in the Art and Story Supreme Service. And I'm going to say a little bit about that just for folks who are listening to this after the fact, because I'm going to continue doing Thunder Punch Daily. I love doing this show, and I want to keep it up as a free show. And I'm going to run it on my own website, comicsaregreat.com. As a matter of fact, in the post for this episode, I'm including the RSS link to the new feed where you can continue to download Thunder Punch Daily. But this is going to be the transition episode as we say goodbye to TPD. I think that's the first time I've ever called it that. As a premium podcast on artandstorypodcast.com and transitioning it over to being a free show on comicsaregreat.com. And I'm going to keep the numbering. I'm going to just keep on going with the existing numbering as it is. I thought pretty hard about that. I ran into this recently, months ago when I brought my Comics Are Great show, this weekly show I do. It's a comics talk show, a lot like Art and Story, except it has a rotating group of hosts. It's not always the same three hosts. It's me and whatever guests I bring in. I brought that show to the Ann Arbor District Library, and they're producing it now. They're actually recording it and broadcasting it live every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I think it was episode 12 was the first episode I did at the library. And I conferred with a lot of people about, well, should I just do, you know, it's a format change, it's a venue change, should I just start with a new numbering system? And the common wisdom was is that any confusion, the confusion would seem to be, you have less of an opportunity to run into confusion by just doing keeping your existing numbering and having people notice a format difference in earlier episodes rather than starting from scratch and having your existing listenership be confused when they look at the feed. So following that logic, I thought, well, okay, I'll just keep on doing Thunder Punch Daily. So like the first episode on Comics Are Great will be what, episode 138. And I'm going to also post all of my back catalog of Thunder Punch Daily episodes there as well. And it'll all be available from the same feed. So you'll forever and ever, you'll always have access to this content. But now everybody will as well. I haven't put a lot of thought into what's going to change in terms of the format of Thunder Punch Daily or anything like that. It will probably remain pretty much the same. Because as I said, I mean, why would I continue doing the show if I didn't like doing it. You know, I'm not using this as an opportunity to rethink the show or anything like that. But yes, so this show is going to continue. Comics Are Great is going to remain a weekly show. And then there's this exciting new thing that I've been developing for months with Rob Stenzinger. And I will not say anything more about it, except, and you'll hear this in the upcoming episode of Art and Story, the second to last episode, episode 195, I believe, where it's in my mind, and I said this in the forum post too, where we made the announcement about canceling the show, that I really see this as being a logical evolutionary step in what Art and Story began. So yes, it's an ending, but it's also the beginning of something really cool and new that I'm super excited about. It will continue on a lot of the neat things that Art and Story began, but kind of go into some new interesting areas that I've been really hungry to get into. As a matter of fact, astute listeners will probably be able to surmise some of the things that we've got planned, because I've talked about some of these ideas a lot in past episodes of this series of podcasts. So for those who are listening to this first time, hi. But also, just so you know, if you're going back through the archives and you got to this episode, this show was originally part of a subscription service that we ran on artandstorypodcast.com, where premium subscribers would pay to get exclusive access to podcasts, this very microcast, as well as some others that were not available in any public feed. And after a while of doing that, I and my other co-hosts on the Art and Story show decided to wrap it up and pursue other kinds of models of doing this kind of audio content, this kind of advocating for comics, thinking about interesting things about comics, just talking with other fun people about the medium that we love. As it turns out, I'm beginning to change my mind a little bit on how premium content works. I'm eternally grateful for the folks that we had who subscribed to Art and Story Supreme. But putting up a barrier to bits, unless you are a single operator, unless you're somebody who's doing it all yourself or most of it yourself, it becomes kind of problematic. It becomes difficult to make ends meet that way, unless you're doing it as like purely a part-time thing. And we wanted Art and Story Supreme to be a part-time job kind of thing, where it could, you know, sort of subsidize, our freelance careers by having fun doing audio stuff. And that's a great idea. But when you have three hosts, we needed the three hosts to do the amount of content that we needed in order for it to have a value. But the amount of money that came in to be split amongst those three people became increasingly, you know, difficult to sustain. So I'm not saying that subscription services don't work, but I am saying that if you're working with a team, you really got to evaluate what your prices are and what your how much content you're actually producing for the price that you're charging. It probably is a little bit easier if you're a single content creator charging a monthly fee for this kind of stuff. So I'm not giving up on the idea of trying to monetize the work that I do, but I'm just going to look into some different kinds of models, different kinds of options. But then the biggest one, here's the biggest idea of all. And this is where I think Thunder Punch Daily is going to benefit from this transition from a premium show to a free show. Is, I can't remember where I heard this, but I read or heard recently, it might have been something somebody posted on Google Plus. This is the problem with social networking, is that you get such a deluge of information and posts and reshares and retweets and whatnot, that you're getting bombarded with a lot of interesting thoughts, but you, unless you write it down right away, you're going to forget who actually said it or where the information came from. But someone was posting something along the lines of like how to be a professional artist, and the idea ran at something along the lines of, I'm heavily paraphrasing here, but it ran something along the lines of post lots of interesting things, but work hard so you have lots of interesting things to say. By scaling back a little bit on the audio content I make, by not doing the Art and Story Weekly show, by not being committed to doing videos and the extra art and story episodes and the extreme shows that we were doing as part of the Supreme Service, I'm going to have more time to actually work on some comics projects. And in working on those comics projects, I'm going to, no doubt, discover more interesting things worth sharing about being a cartoonist on this show. So if anything, I think Thunder Punch Daily is going to get even better than it's been before because, you know, I'm going to be more hip deep in the making part of comics. Whereas in the past several months, my role as a teacher slash advocate has really kind of taken center stage for me. I'm teaching almost full time nowadays, and then organizing events like Kids Read Comics is a very time consuming process. I mean, as a matter of fact, tomorrow I'm going to one of my first preliminary meetings for Kids Read Comics 2012. So it's a year round thing now for me, and it's becoming harder and harder to fit in the actual drawing time. Now, I did an episode of Thunder Punch Daily a few episodes back. For those who are proceeding through the archives backwards, you'll come up on it pretty soon, where I talk about how I'm securing my Fridays as just drawing days. Those are the days where I don't schedule any appointments, I don't work in any other jobs, I don't do any freelance work. I just draw for myself. I work on my own comics projects. And as a matter of fact, as of August 24th, 25th, of 2011, I've also secured my Thursdays. So Thursdays and Fridays are days where I am not going to be teaching or freelancing or making, you know, meeting anybody, but really giving those days over entirely to just drawing comics. And I think I'm going to be a much more balanced and happy person overall. Not that I'm a depressed person or anything like that. I think I'm overall a pretty cheerful guy, but I think I'm going to feel better about my career. Again, that sounds bad. It sounds like I'm saying I don't feel good about my career now. I feel great about my career, but I want there to be more balance. I want there to be more balance between my role as a teacher advocate and an actual working cartoonist. Well, a cartoonist who's making stuff for himself, I'll put it that way. And I think that that's going to bring a lot more interesting observations and dynamic to the essays that I've been bringing to Thunder Punch Daily. So in other words, like I said, in the post for this episode is the link to the new RSS feed where you can find and download and subscribe to Thunder Punch Daily actually in a podcatcher, in iTunes or whatever, you know, RSS aggregators you use. But then I also want to point you guys at the fact that I've also got other shows on comicsaregreat.com. I do a lot of different stuff there, and I'm monkeying around with a lot of different kinds of audio projects, whether it's doing like funny audio boos or the Fabulous Secrets show that I recently started, which I'm going to resume updating again, and then the Comics Are Great show that I do every week. So there's a lot of content there to get. And then if you're getting to this after the fact from Comics Are Great, I guess you already knew that, didn't you? So, but then one last thing. This is for the art and story listeners who are who recently came up against this announcement that the show is ending. Is that I said this, Mark and Kevin and I all said this in the post in the forum, but the band's not breaking up. We're all parting on great terms. I mean, the discussion really went as along the lines of let's end on a high note and let's not pod fade, let's not like just get frustrated with each other because we're having so much difficulty putting the show together. Let's acknowledge the fact that it's getting harder to do and end it while the iron is hot. And then, you know, we can always get back together for reunion episodes. Like, you know, I think the example one of us said in the discussion was, you know, how like after Gilligan's Island ended, there were like the made for TV movies, like the reunion episodes, that kind of thing. But also, you know, because I'm doing Comics Are Great, there's nothing to say that Mark and Kevin can't be roundtable guests on that show, and it'll be like sort of like little mini art and story reunions every once in a while. We're going to stay in contact. We're going to continue working on things together. As a matter of fact, they're involved in this secret thing that you'll be hearing about in the next couple weeks. It's just that we're not going to be doing the regular weekly art and story show anymore, but we're going to leave the shows up in perpetuity on artandstorypodcast.com. We're not taking the site down or anything, and what's also super exciting to me is that this cancellation also means that we're going to make all of the previously premium content, the subscription content, open to the public. So it almost doubles the amount of content that's freely available on artandstorypodcast.com when the show finally ends on August 24th, 2011. So, I mean, yeah, it's tough to say goodbye to something that you spend a lot of time on. But on the other hand, there's a couple really neat things that are happening as a result of that. And, God willing, nothing happens to me in the near future. I got lots and lots more plans for lots more stuff like this. So I hope you guys will stick around and follow along with it. And I promise you that I'm going to do everything I can to make it worth your while, as I have been for the past 4 years. So I want to keep that reputation. So who am I? I'm Jersey Droz, jdroz.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thank you very much for your support of this project. We could not have done it without you. And more episodes of Thunder Punch Daily to come from the new feed. So click that and subscribe if you've enjoyed what you've heard so far. And I'll be back soon with another one, very soon, soon even. And until then, remember everybody.
I've been in a number of difficult situations, but none of them were tougher than trying to get along with evil Lynn. And yet, I found that if you make the best of a bad situation, you can come out a winner. So when things go wrong, instead of feeling sorry for yourself, try to work it out with a smile. You might surprise yourself when you see how well it works. Until next time.